Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from Our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Lent has been observed in church history with fasting, extended devotionals, contemplating mortality, resisting temptations, and repentance of sin. Tragically, this has led most of us to think that Lent is about us, our devotion, our efforts to purify ourselves, and our sacrifices. Jesus is more than an example to follow. He is our Savior in whom we trust, and our life depends on Him. Jesus went to the wilderness and to the cross, not as an example, but as our Savior. In Jesus' death, we are reminded that mortality was the consequence of humanity's original rebellion against God in the garden. And today, we do the same thing every time we believe that we can live without limits and outside the boundaries God has given for this world. The only way that we escape death's eternal sentence is in and through Jesus Christ. With the freedom won for us in Jesus' death, we can begin living the life God intended for us to live. Through repentance and faith, we are called to live for Him instead of our own sinful desires. Many of us during Lent tend to think that through depriving the body, we restore, repair, or purify our relationship with God. This isn't true. Only Jesus can do it for us. In Christ alone can we find true repentance from sin and slavery. But this independence should cause us to depend on God, from whom we all receive grace upon grace, and shall be the ultimate goal of our relationship with Christ the Lord. Jesus wasn't just our example. Rather, He was our substitute. He was uniquely doing something that none of us can do for ourselves. Today, it is my hope and prayer that you will not only consider what it means to follow Jesus, but to rejoice in the victory He has already won for us that cannot be lost. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, "But God demonstrated His love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Remember, my friends, when our living depends on Jesus, then our loving deepens our relationships. Shall we pray? No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from His hand till He returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I will stand. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, majesty, and glory. Forever and ever. In that name above all names we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.